This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Yellowstone National Park officials euthanized a female grizzly bear yesterday after DNA tests confirmed it attacked and killed a hiker last week. Park spokeswoman Amy Bartlett says the grizzly bear was killed because it had eaten part of the Montana man's body and hid the rest, suggesting that it was not just defending its young. The bear management biologist for the park, Kerry Gunther, says destroying the animal is the long-standing practice in this situation.
We don't want bears to learn humans as a food source, and so if a grizzly bear attacks and kills someone and consumes them, we have always removed the bear if we were able to catch it.
An autopsy confirms 63-year-old Lance Crosby of Billings died of a bear attack. He worked as a nurse in the park's medical clinics and was hiking alone and without bear spray in the park's Lake Village area. He's the sixth person killed by grizzlies since 2010 in the Yellowstone area. A Northwest Ohio Zoo, meanwhile, will take the two cubs of the bear that was killed yesterday. The Blade newspaper reports the Toledo Zoo already was planning a brown bear exhibit and agreed to take the female cubs. They're expected to arrive in Toledo sometime this fall. The zoo's curator of mammals says the cubs first will be held at a rehabilitation center until the zoo's ready. Yellowstone officials concluded the cubs fed on the body too, but say they shouldn't be a threat at the zoo. A fire north of Lincoln in the Helena National Forest has burned about a square mile and prompted evacuations, but no homes are immediately threatened. Fire spokeswoman Kerry Cobb tells the Great Falls Tribune the fire grew from 160 acres to a square mile yesterday because of windy conditions and warm temperatures. It headed up a canyon away from town and in the direction of a burn scar left by a fire in 2003. Officials ordered the mandatory evacuation of 12 cabins on state land on Lander's Fork of the Blackfoot River northeast of Lincoln. The cabins are secondary homes, and one person was home at the time. About 15 to 20 primary and secondary homes east of Lander's Fork are under an advisory evacuation. Wyoming brought out the big guns for yesterday's hearing in Gillette on whether to change the royalty program that determines fees the coal industry must pay to mine on federal public lands. Governor Matt Mead and all three members of the state's congressional delegation testified that the federal government is crippling the coal industry through environmental regulations. They said the federal government should get out of the way and let the coal industry be profitable. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is holding hearings around the West to get public comment on how to make sure taxpayers are getting a fair return on coal production. Critics say loopholes allow coal companies to dodge royalty payments by selling to their own subsidiaries, while industry officials say they can't afford to pay more. Delinquent black bears have been causing problems in the Red Lodge area, breaking and entering into vehicles and homes. The Billings Gazette reports that a bear entered and became trapped inside a car just last night. It destroyed the interior of the vehicle with teeth, claws, and excrement before breaking through the front windshield to escape. Earlier this week, two motorcycles were chewed up when bears smelled food inside the saddlebags. A 59-year-old Eureka man has been reported missing after failing to return from a day hike in the Thunderbolt Mountain area near the southern tip of Swan Lake. KERRAM of Polson reports search and rescue teams from the Swan Valley and Lake County, along with a helicopter from Two Bear Air in Whitefish, are searching for William Hendricks. A Billings man has been sentenced to 110 years in prison for killing a woman while she was on the phone with a 911 dispatcher. The Billings Gazette reports Richard Reiner Jr. was sentenced yesterday for the 2013 death of Jessica Stevenson at his home. Prosecutors say Reiner shot Stevenson multiple times while she was calling 911 to report he was drunk and fighting with his wife. Senator John Tester announced yesterday he'll support the Iran nuclear agreement when it comes before lawmakers. Jackie Yamanaka talked to Montana senior senator and has this report.
Just know that this is not a deal based on trust.
The Democrat says the agreement is based on intrusive inspections and aggressive monitoring.
I can say that this agreement is the right option right now to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, and that's why I'm going to be supporting it. That does not mean that I'm going to trust Iran. This agreement, I do not believe, is built on trust, and it shouldn't be built on trust.
It's a sentiment expressed repeatedly by President Obama. Tester says while the agreement is not perfect, it is a step in the right direction. This negotiated agreement between the U.S., other world governments, and Iran is aimed at forcing Iran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. In exchange, sanctions against that country would be loosened. That has caused at least one group to launch a TV ad campaign that's scheduled to start Thursday in Montana. Veterans Against the Deal was formed last month as a 501c4 nonprofit, and it doesn't have to disclose who's funding it. The ad features Robert Bartlett, a veteran wounded by an Iranian bomb. Here's an excerpt from the minute-long ad.
Every politician who's involved in this will be held accountable. They will have blood on their hands. A vote for this deal means more money for Iranian terrorism. What do you think they're going to do when they get more money?
Tester says he hadn't yet seen the ad.
And I think it's very unfortunate when people get hurt in the theater of war. And I have tremendous empathy for people who get hurt, lose limbs, lose functionality with their body.
Tester hopes the agreement will lead Iran to be a more stable force rather than continue to be disruptive. But he says only time will tell.
I have to look at this agreement from what's best for Montana, what's best for the country, what's best for the world. This is probably the most important vote I will take as a United States senator. Why? Because I don't think anybody wants to see Iran with a nuclear weapon. This rolls back their nuclear capacity. Does it roll it back forever? Ideally, it could. But realistically, it probably won't. But it gives us some time to work with the international community to make sure that they don't have a nuclear weapon in a month or three.
Republican Senator Steve Daines has already said he is against the deal. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.